Jim Rutledge.
For me, Jordan Love can start shutting people up by just winning the damn division one time.
Molly Brown.
You should be going further than getting a 7 seed and not winning a playoff game. That is a fact. You should be getting further with this team that you have.
Welcome to Wisconsin's Afternoon Hangout.
Do you think the Packers would win 5?
Yes, that's what I said.
Neutral
I said
field?
It 3 times. 5
okay,
and 5.
Why?
This is Molly and Jim, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
It's good to hear you're still a positive person after working with Jim for as long as you have.
Alongside Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
Welcome in to Molly and Jim, presented by Coors Light. The mountains are always blue, and sometimes we are chill, Molly Brown. It is hot outside. I am happy.
I haven't been outside.
To have been inside. I've barely been outside, but every time I've gone outside, I've regretted it. Because it is too hot to even like walk to get iced coffee or anything. So I'm saving money because of this heat. I don't know about you, but I'm spending
except for less on your air conditioning.
Oh, fair. The air conditioning's probably running a lot. I'm not home, so I forget that it's on. Riley Yauch behind the glass and get into the show, 844-770-3776. It's Carbon Stock Text Line. List is more. You can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream and stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Molly has made the internet mad because she doesn't think Jordan Love's killer.
Is it because that or is it because I said Mamba mentality in relation to the NFL? Because Mamba mentality apparently doesn't transcend between sports.
Yeah, that's dumb. not you saying Mamba mentality doesn't transcend. Like, I honestly don't understand that criticism at all because, like, it's a mentality. It's not a – we're not comparing Kobe Bryant to Jordan Love as far as play style.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mental mentality.
Facts.
But anyways, we got a lot to get into today, and I'm excited, honestly, for this topic because it really, one, reveals and kind of picks at a lot of old tropes from Packer fans, and also – I think makes Packer fans need to reassess maybe how they approach a rivalry or at least how the players should be and the organization should be approaching the rivalry. And let's hear from Colson Loveland, who was on. Oh, we don't have that audio ready?
No.
Okay. All right. So I thought we'd use that one today. So anyways, Colson Loveland was on Bustin' with the Boys, and we will get to that audio, Molly. But in general, he was saying that the Bears focus a lot of time and energy within the building on the Packers, mm-hmm. whether that's ownership, whether that's the coaching staff, and just the players in general. And so we have that now. All right, let's hear this.
It's like in the building, what are you doing to beat Ohio State every day? That was where it was in Michigan, every TV, everything. That's how it is. And at the Bears, it's everyone's only talking about the Packers. Owners, hey, like, you know, it's just you can't go a day without talking about them, talk about beating them, talk about the bad things. So it's very competitive.
Okay, so the mentality there, it's basically like he's comparing it to Michigan beating Ohio State, which didn't happen a lot until Jim Harbaugh and Coastal 11 and others arrived at Michigan, and then they beat Ohio State more with a mentality, if you will, of obsessing over beating that team, the rival that kind of owned you for a while. And apparently that's what goes on in Chicago. So, Ma, what are your first thoughts on hearing that clip?
So my first thoughts are that it's a little embarrassing to be talking about it. Like, it almost feels to me like something that should be kept in the locker room, okay? Like, because I do want to say I want the Packers to give a crap more about their rivalries that they have, not only just with the Bears, but with the Vikings, with the Lions, with everything in between, especially the Bears, because those are the ones that have actually beaten you in the last how many years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I want my team to have more of the mentality of I want to kick their ass. I want to have no mercy towards that team. I want to beat them. I am focused on that. But also this feels like something that's kind of embarrassing that he's talking about in person, in public, and all the things. I don't know what the question was that they asked. Was like, what is, how does Ben Johnson approach the rivalry? I don't know if he was like set up for it, that he was like forced to talk into it.
The question they asked was, how does the Bears-Packers rivalry compare with the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry?
Okay, so then his answer makes sense. Okay, but I thought it was just like, well, I'm just going to talk about the Packers-Bears rivalry as it is. And so it's like, I don't enjoy the part of talking about the rivalry and like making it and giving like, for if you're a Bears fan, giving the Packers the satisfaction of like, oh, you guys want to beat us that bad. Like you think about us all the time. Where right. I don't want like Bears fans or the Bears to think that about the Packers. So, but also I want the Packers to care more.
Most Bears fans are not surprised by that, I would say, because the Bears have spoken about it at press conferences. The McCaskies, it's very important for them as team owners to beat the Packers. And it makes sense. It's the rival. And to the Packers' credit, until recently, they were the team you had to beat atop the NFC North. Now, The Packers haven't won the division in a long while, so like that's not really the case anymore. But they still, until this last 12 months, had owned the Bears. Now, the Bears have won 3 out of 4 against the Packers. But would you rather, I'm just curious, Keyshawn Nixon's attitude, which is more of like nonchalant their little brother, you want the Packers to have that attitude towards a rival, this case the Bears, or would you want your team to have the sort of our singular goal every single year because it's a rival is to beat the Packers, much like in college football, which
I don't
was
want either of that.
To,
okay. I don't want either of that. I don't want it to be my singular goal of the season is to beat the Bears.
But like, this year, why wouldn't it be? They're the number one team in the NFC North, so if you beat the Bears, other things probably took care of itself.
My single goal of the season is to win every single game.
Okay.
And to get to the Super Bowl. Like, that is my goal.
Yes,
I'm not going to say my single goal is to beat the Bears.
But in this case...
What?
In this case, like, for the Packers, when you're the if you are the team, which they were at the top, beating the Packers would indicate that your team is probably good enough to win the other games. So it's something you can focus on, but at the same time... When they were the number one team, beating them would probably indicate that you have a pretty good team. And even this time around, the Bears...
Yeah, but I don't think it's the same way. Like, we've talked about it, where... I think we talked about it, like, yesterday, where it's like there was a time for a long time that the NFC North was the Packers' division. The Lions weren't a competition. Vikings weren't a competition. The Bears weren't a competition. Yeah. And I don't think that's the same way where the Bears are right now. Like, we've talked about it, that the NFC North is arguably one of the best divisions in football.
Right.
That, to me, it's not the Bears' division
right.
to lose.
And Colson Loveland, I mean, they haven't been in locker room much this year. He's talking about his singular season in the NFL, which was last year where the Bears were on the way of trying to be the come-up. Honestly, if the Bears were going to pick it this year, the Packers aren't their boogeyman. It's the Detroit Lions. The Bears didn't beat the Lions. The Bears beat the Packers 2 times last year. So, like, if you're going to pick a boogeyman this year, you'd pick the Detroit Lions.
He was talking in the present tense, though. As
but
if
they're not
they
there. Like, so, like, yeah, but they're not there. So, I don't... I mean, I'm just saying that,
they
like...
They had OTA. You never okay. know.
But regardless, like, it's working. And it would be more pathetic and more embarrassing if the Bears hadn't won 3 out of 4 against Green Bay. Because then it is, you're trying this hard and you can't do it. Now the Packers are the team, the vibe they're giving off is like when you play pickup basketball and you like lose to someone and then you're like, well, I wasn't even trying. Let's just run it back and we'll try again.
Well, I mean,
and
that came from one guy. That came from Keyshawn Nixon. And yep. I don't think that he is the leader in the clubhouse of people on this roster. I think the bigger issue is with Matt LaFleur being nonchalant about everything.
So
not even just the Bears, but literally everything when it comes to his coaching style. He is very just like tries to downplay things. Like we've talked about it when it comes to playing overseas. Like he's like negative about it. And it's like, okay, that changes the mentality of your team. How do you think that if you're downplaying a rivalry, if you're saying this really isn't, it's just another game, like that's downplaying it for all the other players. So I think it stems from the top.
So 844-770-3776, Carbon Talk text line list is more. Are citing them in a poll question, and you could I like your broader angle on it, but we'll just make it a little bit specific as well. But should the Packers take the Bears as serious as the Bears are taking the Packers? Because to your point, let's look the quote there, Colson Loveland talked about the Michigan Ohio State. Well, one of the most intense coaches you can have in football, which Colson Loveland either had for all of his time or most of his time at Michigan, was Jim Harbaugh. And Jim Harbaugh, it does not surprise me at all that Jim Harbaugh would pick something to just have it as be a burning focus, because again, if you're better than Ohio State, you're probably better than most teams, and rivalries are something that can matter, especially in college. And in this case, Ben Johnson, a similar intense fella, comes in with that intensity. So LaFleur, Molly, like, what do you want out of him? Forget even the Bear Packer game, what do you want out of him when you're talking about games? Like, what do you want players to say about the mentality within that locker room this year that could be different than other years?
I mean, I just want him to have juice. Like, I want him to be excited, get those guys pumped up. Like, you have a locker room full of guys that are under the age of 30 for the most part. Like, they're very easily influenced, I assume. Like, they will take on the energy that the head coach has. So have a massive energy. Like, I don't want him to be fake. I don't want him to all of a sudden be biting at the kneecaps or pretending to be like Ben Johnson, because that's icky. Just like in the same sense of how we talked about Jordan Love trying to take on potentially the role of what Aaron Rodgers used to have. No, that's not you. Right. I don't want you to be that way. So I think just like having this passion for where you're at, like, you are the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. This is a historical franchise. Know that this is a historical rivalry. And honestly, like, the other teams in your division are so freaking good too. Like, have the mentality of, hey, these are good teams, and if we kick their ass, it's going to feel even better because they're in our division. Like, have that mentality and just inspire your team to want to kick ass.
Right, because it almost feels like the Packers are living in the past, and like the nonchalant attitude works when you have Aaron Rodgers and you have this loaded team and you're going to NFC Championship games and you were winning all of these NFC when you did own the North. But when was they didn't win the North in Jordan Love's, in Aaron Rodgers last year? And then they haven't won the division the last 3 years. So 4 years at a minimum, they haven't won the division. So that's a long time for the Packers not to have won the division. And I don't know if Minnesota got in there, but I know Detroit and Chicago.
They definitely won it at some point.
So every other team in the North has won the division since the Packers have won it. And that should, we talk sometimes about the Badgers, and they have this sort of like mentality of like, we're the Badgers and we are, and it got stale. The Packers, you almost want them to take the, and correct me if I'm wrong, but almost that underdog mentality, because Detroit had it with Dan Campbell of like, nobody believes in us. We're the Detroit Lions. We're the team that won no games and won one game. We're a bunch of losers. And they started to turn it around, and it probably had to be that startup and the underdog, nobody believes us mentality. Minnesota hasn't had as much, but obviously Chicago.
That would just feel fake to me, though. If the Packers try to be underdog mentality, that would feel fake.
But then,
because it's not.
But what can they take? Because I don't think they can carry themselves like they did with Aaron Rodgers, where there was a swagger because they were the best over and over again. And were either mostly second best team in the NFC over and over again. There was a swagger that they were able to have. And it seems like Matt LaFleur coached better when the team can have that we're above all this swagger. But then how do you coach now when you are in the mud with everyone else?
Yeah. I honestly don't know the answer. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you approach that kind of situation. I think you just got to be like, be stealthy. Like, not necessarily be the underdog, but not be like, we're top dog. Like, almost like, hey, you know we're a good team, and we're going to show you that we're a good team. Like, that'd be my mentality.
Like a chip on your shoulder, but a quiet chip.
I guess, and you can like play into like the doubt that people have in you, I guess, when you're in the locker room. But like, you're still a good team. Nobody thinks that none of us here actually in Wisconsin media think that they're a bad team. Like they're a good roster. They have key components that are top players in the NFL. But like, prove it. Yeah. Prove it that you have those guys that you think are top 10. That would be my mentality.
Yeah, they're unquestionably a playoff team, but how do they take that step to being a Super Bowl contender? 844-770-3776. Carbon Stock text line list is more. Should the Packers take the Bears as serious as the Bears take the Packers? Adam on Horb chimes in. A coach's main goal should always be beating division rivals first, winning the division next, league, conference, championship, then championships. Yes. Super Bowl is the main goal, but you need to pass the other goals first. Mitch Stoughton chimes in. The rivalry means more because it's relevant to winning the division. The hate is growing because Chicago's relevance, and they're adding insult, Ben Johnson's conduct towards Green Bay to injury, 3 out of 4 losses for the Packers. It should definitely and inherently feel different for those reasons. And then also Mitch follows it up with, agreed, Jim. Lose the pride, take them seriously. We're not the same Packers without Rodgers, but I don't think we need to be underdogs. And I'm not saying the Packers are truly underdogs, and so I'm just trying to find this mentality of that Michael Jordan or the Mamba mentality. That chip
you can't do that. It's not the NBA.
The chip
calm
on
down,
your the chip on your shoulder. I can say it.
I can't.
I have chest hair, so I'm allowed
I do
to
too.
Say it.
No, just kidding.
Woo, it's getting hot in here.
I got a wax yesterday.
Carbon? Because you're glowing.
Yes, I am. And that is because I get my hydrofacials done at Carbon. I don't think they have waxing services. Maybe you can ask. I don't know. I can find out next time that I go. What'd you say?
See if they wax your chest. I can
see if they will wax my chest. We'll see what happens there. But if you're looking to get started on your health and wellness journey, Carbon World Health is the best place to go. You guys know that I love getting my hydrofacials done there. My skin just feels amazing, feels so glowy. It is the absolute best. Head over to carbonworldhealth.com to see everything that they offer.
Social media. Molly, are you going to share your social media handles with the team?
Oh, I should probably know what my social media handle is. Okay, so I am trying to become an Instagram influencer because why not try to become like a millionaire by doing nothing, right? That was aggressive.
You're currently an influencer, though. You just influence people to go to Carbon World Health so they can look as shiny
as
you.
Yes, of course I am. Yes. I love getting my hydrofacials done there. But like, you can follow me on Instagram. I probably should get a new handle. Molly Brown, MOLLYYY.
Brown. That's not bad.
No, it's kind of bad. I actually had ChatGPT try to like come up with a new one. I like, you know, when like you just have nights where you just can't fall asleep. So you're like, well, I might as well try and like do something that's been on my to-do list that I just haven't made time for. So this was literally, I need to like come up with like a social media strategy. So I did that at like midnight, like 2 weeks ago, where I was like, oh, here's what I want to do. I have a million kids. Help me become an influencer on social media. I also host a radio show on ESPN Madison. Like, help me. And then it like...
I like that's your also.
Well, okay. I think I did it like opposite. Something I could probably pull up my little chat history. But it like gave me like Instagram and like different handles to try to use. And they were like so cringy. I couldn't.
I want to ask this question.
Where does Molly Brown?
No, I gotcha. I changed my TikTok to people like me.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How'd you spell it?
I didn't spell it like.
Did you spell it like the real way? P-E-O-P-L-E?
Yeah. It's just like. It's not
people like me?
People like me. I'm going to try to brand it. I'm going to try to make it a thing. Because my family hates license plates, so I got to find a reason to keep it. They don't like the alternative of the Y in the middle because it looks like a tongue. So.
Anyways, that's incredible.
Yes. So PP lick me will be my new
did you just mess up on purpose or accident? No. It's like I don't know what we're doing anymore.
Will be my new maybe that'll be my like
you should
Prince.
Make it for Instagram too then.
Yeah, I might. That one I have like people I know on there, so I gotta like take a step one step at a time because it's like tied to Facebook. Gonna break grandma's brain or something.
People like me. Just posted
a
photo.
I love you, Jimmy. Yeah, so I make sure to take it one step at a time on there. 844-770-3776. Carbon Talk text line list is more. Should the Packers take the Bears as serious as the Bears take the Packers? We're asking that question because Riley's going to play it for us here in a second. Colson Loveland. Colson Loveland.
Who? Colton Joseph.
That's the Badgers.
Remember the name, Molly. Remember the name.
Oh, the fact that you just got Colton Joseph and Colson Loveland.
Colson Loveland.
That's embarrassing.
It is.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
If I'm a Bears fan, I would die.
Tell me about your coffee. You want to share your social media posts about your coffee?
Oh, no. Just go head over to my Instagram. I'm sure I'm going to post it in the next commercial.
Oh, you
Molly
posted
Brown with
it
three
yet?
Wives.
Oh, okay.
Nope, haven't posted
you
it yet.
Live. Okay.
Nope, because I'm still debating if I'm going to post it. How cringy was it?
Anyways, not as cringy as me calling Colson Loveland, Colton Joseph.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
All right, let's play the clip.
It was like in the building. What are you doing to beat Ohio State every day? That was where it was. Every day was in Michigan. Every TV, everything. That's how it is. And at the Bears, it's everyone's only talking about the Packers. Owners, hey, like, you know, it's just you can't go a day without talking about them. Talk about beating them. Talk about the bad things. So it's very.
The music behind it is incredible.
It is. It's a little dramatic. I don't know if that plays in the building as well for the Bears, but I would say this, that used to be cringe and that used to be kind of embarrassing, and it might be next year, but the Bears won the division. They've won 3 out of 4. They look like a team on the come up. So now that just looks like, oh, maybe this is what we should do. And then Loveland is also referencing at Michigan. Mm-hmm. The same mentality helped them change the rivalry against Ohio State. I get it, and I you know, Packer fans want to take credit of like, we're in the Bears' heads and all of that.
Now, if it was a Packers player saying it, you as a Bears fan would be thinking the exact same thing.
But maybe in my initial fan, because here's the thing.
I think that's like the instinct.
Right, the fans are not in the Bears' head. It is the Bear. The Packers were and are in the Bears' heads, as they should have been. That's the thing that I think is forgotten. Nobody disagrees that up until the last 12 months, the Packers owned the Bears. The Bears should have a goal of beating the Packers, because if you could beat the Packers consistently, it probably meant you're a good team. There were other years where the Bears had a solid team, and the Packers were the one, when they lost those two games, that put the Bears out of the playoffs if they had just won one against the Packers. So the mentality of let's beat the Packers when that's the team that basically beats you twice every year would make sense, because if you split those games, the Bears might have one or two more playoff appearances. They might have a higher seed. And I would imagine, and I don't have it in front of me, I guarantee they at least split. But when the Bears went to the Super Bowl and the times they've won the division, I guarantee they've at least split against the Packers. So there is a little bit of math behind it in the idea that the Packers used to be the kings of the North. They're not that anymore. But I still think the mentality of beating your rival is important. Riley, I would imagine, and I know that for a long time here at Wisconsin, it's different because the Badgers are losing, but beating Minnesota was a point of pride, and it became like, we can't. So to the point of Wisconsin had the mentality, and what you wanted more out of LaFleur was, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be the team that loses to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do. And so they got up for those games and beat the snot out of Minnesota. They weren't obsessed or in the heads. It was more of like, this is a mentality we're going to bring, and that is, we're not going to be the team that loses to Minnesota. And the Packers, however you want to do it, could at least take the mindset of, we're not going to be the team that gets swept by the Bears in the regular season, or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I would agree. And that's why, as much as I would love to say, as a Packers fan, just take like the, oh, this proves the Packers are rent-free. Like, the most important game, it's a little different in college football, but I think it would serve the Packers to have this same mentality. But in college football, the biggest games of the year are your rivalry games.
Yep.
There are trophies, there's pride, there's hatred. And there's a reason everyone loves P.J. Fleck up in Minnesota.
Where the boot?
Because he keeps beating the Badgers. And it's really it's incredibly frustrating down here, but they're okay with that. They'll take 7-5, but if you beat the Badgers, that's okay. And so far, because they understand the importance of the rivalry, and Minnesota always has found a way to get up for that game in the past 4 years, that's why they're winning. So I think it would serve the Packers to have more of that mentality. Or you could even take it how the Badgers used to view Minnesota. They beat them so many times, it would have been a source of incredible embarrassment to be the ones to lose to Minnesota. You can't lose the axe. You have to be able to keep the axe. And now the balance of power, you're on a little bit of a shakier surface than you were with Aaron Rodgers. So now's the time, if you're Matt LaFleur and the Packers, it's time to reestablish and be like, we can't be the team that loses ownership of the Bears.
Well, I'm glad you brought up time, because as you guys were both talking there, is it too late for Matt LaFleur to make this change? Like, is he too far into his tenure as the Green Bay Packers head coach? We all know who he is. His players know who he is. Is it too late to make that mind shift change to be something different than what you are?
Did we stumble into the conversation we had last week of, like, this is why he should be on the hot seat if he's on the hot seat? Is because, let's say the results repeat, and let's say they look flat in these rivalry games, and they don't seem to come out with the warm urine, as Matt LaFleur likes to say in a different way, then maybe he isn't the guy for this team.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't change who you are. And I've said this before, that there's a case to be made that Matt LaFleur is better for a team with veterans. Like, let's just play this little game right now. If you took Matt LaFleur and put him on the Lions, are they better or worse? The Lions.
Hmm. I mean, basing it off of last year when they didn't have an offensive coordinator and Dan Campbell had to step in that position, I don't even know who their offensive coordinator is going into this year. Matt LaFleur, better. They would have done better with Matt LaFleur last year.
Okay, and then the Vikings.
Mm.
You can call Wash, too. That's fine.
Yeah, it might be a wash because I do believe that Kevin O'Connell is incredible with quarterbacks, and the fact that he couldn't make something happen tells you something.
They actually, I mean, again, the Packers obviously finished higher, but they did actually win as many games as the Packers.
Yes, the Packers didn't play any of their starters.
That like it wasn't as bad of a season as I thought it was for Minnesota.
It it was.
Yeah, not knocking down the Packers on it. Let's get to Robin Madison, 844-770-3776. Rob, should the Packers take the Bears more serious?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I love what the Bears are doing. They were so disrespected through the years, by especially Aaron Rodgers down at Soldier Field. I own you. Mm-hmm. Bakhtiari, give him the finger. That gives him hate right there. In my life, through blue collar and dealing with bosses, employees, friends, and if I get burnt, I'm going after him for the rest of my life. Sure, I have bigger goals, more money, all the things and happiness. But, you burn me, I'm going to go after you hardcore. I'm going to make videos, and I'm going to hurt you for every season. They're doing it right. It's perfect. The Matt LaFleur going to change his thing? Unless he gets Clay Matthews on the team coaching, he's got nothing. You ever seen that interview of Travis Kelce going after Clay, trying to talk to him? He's like, don't talk to me, I'll kill you. No, the Packers don't have that, but at least they're not the NBA, all friends shaking hands and going to have cocktails at the end of the night.
Ah, except for Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero.
Yep, that's another good one there.
Yeah, Rob, that's awesome stuff.
I like the Bears on this one. It's hardcore. Keep on doing it.
Do you like Ben? Like, would you want Matt LaFleur or potentially the next Green Bay Packers head coach to be like Ben Johnson?
I'd want them more hardcore than Ben Johnson. What's Matt LaFleur gone after? A flag holder?
I don't know.
Thanks for the call.
I don't have a good comeback
for the call
there.
Rob. That's great. But that's what I was going to get to. Let's put LaFleur, because I look at it more of, I think you're right. As a singular season, Detroit maybe is better or the same with LaFleur, but I think in general they're worse because this team is built, they were built up on, like, I don't think LaFleur could have done with Detroit what Dan Campbell did.
I'm not saying years ago when they went from the zero to one, whatever wins up until winning the division any means. I'm talking last year.
No, I agree.
When they didn't have, like,
so that's, but like,
clearly something was lost last year.
And then looking in Chicago, I don't think LaFleur could have done what Ben Johnson did in Chicago.
And honestly, I asked the question to Rob of like, who, like, would you want Ben Johnson? Because I personally don't. Like, I don't like the way that Ben Johnson approached things. I think it was kind of trashy, if we're being honest. And I'm not saying I need the classiest pinky up coach in the world, but having somebody that has this grit, that is not afraid to show passion for their team, and like this drive and this killer mentality is great. And I think that the person that comes to my mind right now is Dan Campbell, obviously, with the biting at the kneecaps. I drink a whole ton of coffee and I love this team and all the things, but I don't want somebody like Ben Johnson. I don't want my coach to go specifically after a team. He can say that stuff in the locker room. He can say that and voice his opinions about said team in the locker room to his players to get a juice up. But I just particularly don't like how Ben Johnson approached things last year.
I will say that the Packers thing, the only difference with Ben Johnson was that he was better at his job, because in that building, the McCaskies, the owners, like, all they care about, it, to some level, is beating the Packers, because they always lost to them. It was getting embarrassing. So I think Ben picked up on that. So the question I was asking is, so it's like Dan Campbell, would the Packers be better if Dan Campbell or Ben Johnson were their coach? And you can chime in 844, not do you want them, but would they be better? 844-770-3776. Carbon Talk text line list is more. When you talk about a mentality change, I don't think Matt LaFleur can just do it. Now, can he win in his own way? Possibly. Maybe the players all finally click and everything will be fine and dandy. We talked about Jordan Love yesterday not having the it factor. I don't think Matt LaFleur has the it factor as well, as far as like that coach you look at. And he's better than like the Norv Turner types, where you're like, this guy just doesn't, like, he's just not a head coach. Like, Matt LaFleur is a leader of men. I just wonder if it's a very specific type team that's better for him. Because you look at, like, let's look at some of these offensive-minded guys. Like, even, like, Andy Reid comes to mind of, like, oh, is he someone that has it? Well, then you see him interact with his players. Mm-hmm. And you see him basically Travis Kelce yells at him, and then he gives Travis Kelce a look, and Travis Kelce walks away. Like, there are, like, he somehow still has the leadership. I'm just using that as an example.
Travis Kelce, like, literally punched him on the sideline. So, like,
but they're also incredible. Like, he has full control of that team. And so he's got the Super Bowls to back it up. So, like, you can't question Andy Reid, and he seems like much more of that type with LaFleur. But he changed something, and he has something with that team that those guys follow him.
But it did take a while for Andy Reid to get to that point. He was one of those coaches that everyone said, similar to LaFleur, but probably even more so, that he's not that guy. Can't get over the hump. It's just not working in Philadelphia.
Yeah. You know what he did, though?
What'd he do?
He upgraded quarterbacks.
True.
So maybe that's all LaFleur needs to do.
I don't know.
Donovan McNabb's a hell of a quarterback. Got him to Super Bowl. Donovan McNabb is very good. Pro Bowls, Super Bowl, honestly. Tier-wise, Donovan McNabb and Jordan Love are probably very similar.
But
he wasn't Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but Donovan McNabb, I feel like, was a quarterback capable of winning a Super Bowl.
You don't think Jordan Love is?
No, I do think Jordan Love is. That's why, if you're going to put him in the same tier.
Well, he got to a Super Bowl. Right, but Jordan Love got, I mean,
let's
McNabb
also
got
not
to
like
Super Bowl.
That, let's also not act like a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes is just one you're going to stumble upon.
No, I agree.
You're going to get rid of and say that the grass is greener, and you're going to find Patrick Mahomes, and then guess what? You're not.
No, what happens more likely is you're McCarthy, you leave the Packers, and you end up with Dallas, and you win a decent amount of games with Dak Prescott, but you're in the same boat as you were in Green Bay. That's the most likely scenario if it goes. But McCarthy had an edge to him. There was Tauscher will say that. There was a side to McCarthy that was edgy and tough. The Pittsburgh tough guy. There was that did exist with
until
him.
He didn't.
I think he just got bad at coaching offense, honestly, more than I think his offense got stale. And then Holmgren had it too. They were like, people will tell you, Holmgren was tough. It seems like Shanahan and McVay have it. And again, I'm not saying Matt LaFleur can't be a great coach, but if you don't have an OC or a defensive guy or someone else to counteract it, it still goes back to the Packers might just lack that edge that Detroit has and maybe Chicago has now. And that might be what's holding them back, because we talked yesterday. You look at the stats. Jordan Love's got the stats. You got the players. You got all this. But they're not winning the Super Bowl. They're not winning the division. So we're just really having a conversation. The Packers are good. What the hell is holding them back from being as good as they should be on paper? I don't know the answer to it, but 844-770-3776. Carbon Stock text line list is more. Should the Packers take the Bears as serious as the Bears take the Packers? So is there a coach out there, Molly, that you would want for the Packers?
Talked about it the other day. Kevin O'Connell would be incredible.
Okay.
But also, he's great too because he has Brian Flores. So okay. I think what you were just saying of having that kind of balance of yin and yang – like, I think Kevin O'Connell seems like a pretty level-headed dude, at least from, like, the outside. Mm-hmm. And Brian Flores, I think, brings that more of a grit kind of passion. I do think that Kevin O'Connell's a little bit harder, too, than LaFleur.
LaFleur does not give off a hard persona, nor do you hear former players talk about, oh, LaFleur, like, he's a taskmaster. Like, or he's, like, he's just locked in. He is just every attention to detail. He owns every part of that room. Like, nobody says, oh, LaFleur is sloppy or not a good coach. But there's on the flip side of it is nobody's like, man, I don't want to cross LaFleur, or he seems so nice, but behind closed doors. And you hear that stuff about other coaches. Mm-hmm. So I think Matt LaFleur, what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm. Are we just throwing out names of like NFL coaches? I mean, Jim Harbaugh, you talked about him too. Like, he had success with the Niners, had success with Michigan, sketchy. And then he also had success having success with the Chargers, getting them to more wins, like doing more things. So he'd be a name that I'd be interested in. Obviously, that's not going to happen anytime soon, but like
Shanahan?
I don't know. I don't know about him. Like, I know he has Matt LaFleur's number. I know he's obviously done incredible things with the 49ers. But I don't know. He just seems like, meh.
To your point.
With a skateboarder hat on. Meh. Like, that's his, like, vibe to me.
To your
know.
Point, he's the best when he has Saleh there. And so, like, that's a good counterbalance as far as a great defensive mind and also a different personality.
God dang, he's the head coach for the Titans this year, isn't he?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm curious to see how that goes.
Who's out? I feel like the 49ers added a good defensive coordinator again, though. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But,
you had to have, right?
Well, the first
thing that comes up. Let's see. Is it Raheem? No. Raheem Morris.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Yeah, they added a good defensive coordinator. Yeah.
I don't remember that happening.
I just remember thinking, like, oh, they're pretty okay with how their defense is going to go. So, you know what? It was more than pretty okay. That's Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton. They are Madison's custom, Madison's locally owned, Madison's family owned jeweler. Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton. Open to Succession, the HBO show. It sounds very similar to the Open to Succession.
I can't say I've seen Succession.
I knew you were going to say that because I haven't either.
I have no idea.
Succession's good.
The title of this royalty-free song, not Succession, it's called Ambition.
Okay.
So,
close enough.
Similar.
Maybe during the break on your own, not on the air because we're on YouTube and we don't want to disrupt the YouTube gods. Listen to the YouTube open for Succession and see how much you think it matches up. But I recommend the show.
You know, actually, that's funny that you're saying that. So I've never seen Succession, but I did just watch the Netflix documentary about the too. What family?
Rupert Murdoch.
Yes, about his family. And it's like the show Succession is based on his family and like the real life stuff. And I can totally envision that. In that Netflix documentary.
Yes.
And powerful, rich people.
And when I watch, I will say that the show, I think they had to basically, it was initially written as their story, and then they had to change some things. So there are some things that are similar. There are some other parts that are different, but same general theme of it is the fight to take over a media empire. Highly recommend Succession. Today, I have life insurance. I have insurance in general through American Family Insurance, and I made the switch over to them, and I needed to get my blood work done, and for life insurance. And have you had like blood work done like outside of like a doctor's office?
No.
Okay.
Why the hell would I ever do that? That sounds very sketchy.
You haven't lived if you haven't had someone just take your blood.
I do want to get my blood done, my blood tested at like Carbon because they do like blood panels. I think
it's highly recommend.
So like that's like outside of like a doctor's office, I guess. But no,
the blood work they do at Carbon is fantastic. Okay. So I would recommend that, but. Like you're going to know stuff about yourself that you didn't even
know. I was going to say, do I want to know? you eat way too much food and you drink way too much coffee. Thank you, Dr. Nessa Rodriguez.
Right, yes. I could have told you that anyways. But so I needed the blood work done for this life insurance thing. And I had it once before and I still have that life insurance. But it was for less, make more money now. Told, you know, like, hey, maybe get a little bit bigger life insurance by my wife. She said, maybe just get a bigger life insurance.
Okay, so if Jim is not here next week, we know what happened to him. He got a bigger life insurance policy.
Murder.
I have $1 million in life insurance. That's really not enough. Like, I don't think that's enough to me for, but yeah, so.
I've watched a lot of Dateline. People get killed for less.
Well, thank God you're not my beneficiary. So otherwise, it'd just be Molly the millionaire.
Boy,
weekdays 4 to 6. So
they wish.
Anyways, they did the blood work, but they came to the house and my wife and I both got life insurance at that point. So then they came to the house and they like, you know, washed their hands and got clean like in our bathroom. And then they like came out to the kitchen table and took your blood. So I was like, that's a little weird. It's fine. That's what they do. It's helpful. But I'm like, I don't know.
Who is it? Is it a nurse? Is it a insurance agent? Like who does this? No, genuinely asking.
I hope it's. I never asked for credentials. They don't come across as an insurance agent. They're wearing scrubs.
Okay.
Now the insurance agent could come up wearing scrubs, and for all I know, but
like, how are these people hired? Like, what is this, a freelance like nursing job?
So I think a lot of times there's like a service because like,
okay.
At Carbon there's a building upstairs where people have to like for work get blood work done, maybe for other things like drug tests, stuff like that, and like that's a service. And like when we earlier with Good Karma. You would get like discounts on your insurance if you had like good blood work. So there was a place you'd go, but there would be me sitting there and then there's someone else waiting to get drug tested for their work or maybe getting a life insurance thing. So there are like, I think basically third parties that are hired for this.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, because this is sketch. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to a building because I was thinking I was going to go to a building similar to the one that I went to when we would, you know, you could have your blood drawn and then... Like for Good Karma, and you get like a discount on it.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd go somewhere like that. And I was like planning it out. I was right next to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, great, I'm so hungry. I'm going to get this. I'm going to go get Dunkin' Donuts. It was not near anything. It was in a a facility that sells electronics that in the Madison area used to be a bigger place. But anyways, I even like had to text them. Like, you sure this is where you're at? Like, yeah, my office is in the back of this building here. And I was like, okay. And I thought there was at least like a storefront.
Yeah.
So I was at least looking for some storefront. Like, no, just walk in the door. I walk in. I look confused. Someone from this place pops their head out. They're like, you here for Marilyn, I think was her name. And I was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, she's in the back. And I walk like across the showroom, then across like an empty showroom.
Did you have to walk through the electronics place?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then across an empty, because I think the electronics place is maybe smaller than it used to be. So then I had to walk across an empty showroom. So two showrooms, and in the back, in a little corner office the size of a closet.
At what point were you starting to get concerned for your own health?
It was more of like, I regret this decision.
Yeah.
I wished I just would have had him come to my work. we could have made a whole show bit out of it.
You could have had him here?
Yeah.
That would have been incredible.
Yeah. So then I sit down, and I think she thought maybe I did drugs because she does like the blood pressure and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, pass flying colors. She did the height and the weight thing, and
passed flying colors. Did you say that you were 6 feet, or did she? Did she? Have she to take even. It?
She just took it.
Wait, so how tall were you?
5'11". So 5'11", 215. So
okay. Oh, yeah. You didn't have to give your weight, but okay.
Oh, that's right. I gotta.
And what's your social security number? How much do you make?
I got a little belly fat. I got to shake off there. So carbon. But anyways. She did all this, and then she's like, I need a urine sample.
Oh, God.
And I was like, that's exactly how I responded.
Is there a bathroom in this place? Yes. That'd be my first question. Right, do I have to, like, do it in Marilyn's office?
I wouldn't have been surprised. Like, turn around, Marilyn. Or don't. I don't care.
Get out!
Right. But
I can't pee with an audience.
Right. I can't. But no, like, I guess I never really tried to. So, anyways. Went to go use the restroom, which is like a public restroom at this place.
Okay.
So at least it was one, like a restroom, though. It wasn't like a stall, like with a bunch of stalls and everything. Yeah. So I'd have to like explain what I'm doing to someone else walking into the urinal, being like, what's going on? So she gives me this cup, and I thought initially, I'm like, oh, you're supposed to like just go in the cup. But she's like, see this spout on the top of the cup? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, you go in here, and then here are two vials. Pour this much into this vial.
No.
And pour this much into this vial. So yeah, you haven't lived till you handled your own urine at 10 in the morning. So then I had, but I was worried because I was like,
why into a vial?
I don't know. So at least I didn't have to go into the vial because, like, all right, I mean, like, that's a little small for me. So, like, I had to.
It's like brag.
Hey now.
No, I'm saying that, like, look, I'm nothing to write home about, but like, I'm bigger than the urine vial. So I was like, all right, I have to like do this. But when I said like, oh no, because I had like didn't drink water because I feel like it would give me stomach cramps because I didn't eat breakfast. You couldn't have coffee, couldn't have anything. So I'm like, I just want to drink water on an empty stomach. So I was like, I'll just like, I had a few sips. It wasn't I didn't drink anything. I was just like, I'm gonna have a couple sips of water. So I was like, she's like, why? Oh no. And I'm like, I'm not, cause I'm on drugs, but I was more of like, I don't know if I can go. I was able to go. You need less than you think to fill the vials. Cause initially I'm like, uh-oh. So like, the cup, but the weird part was to get to a little bit. The funny thing was that caught my attention was like, you got to go a little first and then fill the cup. So apparently you got to.
Yes. That's what they used to say for, like taking a pregnancy test too.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't say used to, like as if I was pregnant 50 years ago. Like when I was pregnant or thought I was, like you weren't supposed to get the first part of your stream. Yeah. No idea why, but you weren't supposed to.
I would love 844-770-3776. Carbos Talk text line list is more. What's wrong with the beginning part of your stream when it comes to testing? So anyways, we go on and get this. I go on and I fill this cup and then I... We'll do a little science experiment, pour the cup into the two different vials, different levels.
Did you have like a biohazard bag and everything too?
No.
Okay, this is sketchy. I don't like
I didn't even have my own gloves. And so anyways, I walk back out and I give her the two vials. Maybe she's just having her own collection. I don't know. Whatever. So I give her the vials.
Your trophies.
So she has that. And then she's like, all right, now we're going to take your blood. She's like, do you need to lay down? And I was like, I don't want to lay down in here. Like one of those weird mattresses. It didn't have like a cover over, you know, like the mat, like at a doctor's office, but this one didn't have a cover on it. and it just like had her stuff on it. So I was like, even not if sanitary. I did, I'm just gonna, I'll just pass out. I'd rather just pass out. So she takes my like, I like look at my phone and because I'm like, I'm fine with needles at this point, but I was like, I still don't need to like watch you do it.
I'd be scared of a dirty needle up right? in this joint. This is crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, because I'm looking around and I'm like they vacuum in here. Like you can look at the floorboards.
Yeah, this is gross.
And there's like dust on them and everything. So not my favorite experience. But anyways, I'll find out if. Well, I guess what happened. I guess we'll find out what kind of.
Well, hopefully your boy comes back good, and hopefully your wife gets a great life insurance.
Hopefully, I get a
payout
a
because you're going to die from a dirty needle. Honestly.
Well, there you go. She gets $1 million, so that works out just perfect for her.
We do have Noah and Madison on, right? Is he still on the line to talk about?
Heck yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, Noah. What is he? I'm curious. No, I haven't read the text.
I unfortunately don't know the P-Stream details, so I apologize on that. But I do work for a different insurance company. We try to prep everybody for the paramedical, height, weight, blood, urine, all that great stuff. But yeah, with they're not just random people doing collections for their own little trophies like a Dexter or something. But they do want to prep you. Yep, drink that water. Try not to eat before. So we always try to set morning appointments. But yeah, the nice thing is with those nurses, they like you said could go to your work or your school, your home, whatever you need to, or the weird back janitorial closet clinic that we've had people say, yeah, it was kind of weird. Like I just showed up. They're like, this is the spot. You know, yep. So pass the account and pass the bank, and there you go. So it's great.
Yeah. What are the odds? I guess if someone's here ready to take my blood, so we'll just do it.
People have always mentioned, yeah, like I'm scared of needles, but apparently the nurses are very nice and accommodating and help out with that. My one little note on people that think they can screw the insurance company and try to pull a fast one, they can tell, you know, your liver stuff. So if you drink too much and you say, I've never drank a drop of alcohol in my life, or smoking. So if you do any chews or nicotine, stuff like that, they will catch it. So heads up on that. But again, sorry I didn't have the pre-pee note, but that's all I got today.
Oh, thanks, well, no, Noah, that's great info. Yeah, because like she was great. It was just more the overall circumstances. If I had to bet, she's like a retired nurse.
Okay.
Or maybe she's also just a nurse and like this is what she does for a side hustle because she knew what she was doing. Just like the guy that came to my house, took my blood. It's just weird because you normally think like I'm going to get my blood taken at a medical facility.
For sure. Because like, also it just feels sanitary.
If you go to Carbon, they have rooms that are very spa-like, but also very much you feel comfortable that a medical procedure like taking your blood can be done in.
TJ from the road says collecting the midstream, that's what it's called, ensures the specimen accurately reflects what is directly inside the bladder. And then Carlito the Badger Bear, I'm not going to read his.
I don't have my talking text line on.
Okay, should I read his, Riley? Or am I going to get in trouble from Big Papa?
I don't think so.
Okay. It could have remnants from last night, and I don't know if that's really true.
And then he added another for
I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
I'll ask the doctor next time
I go. You serious?
If I ever go get some life insurance, if I'm ever in Jim's tax bracket and need $1 million life insurance policy, I will be sure to ask. I'll say, how come can't be the first part?
To be fair, it's less expensive. I had one at $300,000, you know, so. But then it was more of like,
that's how your wife got you. She's like, hey, honey, we can save $10 a month if you just, if you do this, get $1 million.
I'll tell you what. There's no more awkward conversation than when it's like, the insurance people are like, you don't need health insurance. Or, I'm sorry, life insurance to your spouse.
Oh, yeah. That would be awkward.
Yeah. So that was actually a bigger issue than them. So then I was like, you know what? Put it in $1 million because she's going to kill me after this conversation anyways. So Carlito the Badger Bear, I don't know his credentials, but he swears it's true.
Okay. I don't know.
I swear that J&K Security Solutions is your best solution to protect your home or business anywhere in the Madison area. And with commercial fire protection and commercial security, along with home security, J&K Security Solutions is the one and only place I would consider for security. We got minute to win it here. So we stay, and then I get some callers, right?
Yep.
So what callers do you want?
Give me numbers.
Let's go 7 and 14.
Caller number 7, caller number 14. you're at least going to get a $25 gift card to North and South Seafood and Smokehouse. It might even be a $50 gift card to North and South Seafood and Smokehouse. 844-770-3776. Caller number 7, caller number 14, you're going to be entered to play, pick Minute to Win It, and you're at least going to get a $25 or it could even be a $50 gift card to North and South Seafood and Smokehouse. 844-770-3776. We'll play Minute to Win It on the other side. On the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, and obviously stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. We're going to play Minute to Win It in a second. Go be a winner. Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. That's where winners go millions of dollars and won every single weekend at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. So go be a winner. And you can chime in on the YouTube stream and on the talking text line, 844-770-3776. Should the Packers take the Bears as seriously as the Bears take the Packers? But it is time now to play Minute to Win It.
Will they beat the odds?
Well, I set the over-under too high. Sorry about that.
Anything is possible!
Or crumble under pressure.
Oh, I'm screwed.
That's ricochet.
This is the Minute to Win It on Molly and Jim.
That was so funny.
That's fun to say.
Ricochet? I still don't. I don't even remember what sport that was from.
Basketball.
Okay.
Basketball.
I was like, was he a wide receiver? Was he a... That was the draft.
Yep.
The ricochet. NBA
draft. Ricochet. That was the draft I was
spelled
at.
With a K.
That was a very European draft. Like, I think it was like three guys from France.
Yes.
This was not the Wemby draft, but like three guys from France drafted early. Bouzelis with the Bulls was drafted like ninth. It was like Dalton Connect was the only American-born basketball player
from
that was
Tennessee.
Picked. Yeah, he was bad.
All right, I'm glad that clip exists. It's funny every time we hear it. So the category today, funny you should mention wide receivers, Molly. ESPN dropped their top 10 NFL wide receiver list. Oh, I figured at least one of you had looked at it.
Here's why I didn't. I'm like, there's going to be no Packers on there. There's going to be no Bears on there. I don't want to look. So,
it's funny because I wanted to talk about this today, but I think we're going to talk about it tomorrow. But I was like, I have not looked at this list yet.
All right.
Well, that could work out well for Matt in the greenhouse. He has the under. He was stuck with it. Troy in Madison. He has the over, and he loves the show. He believes in you
Amazing.
Guys today.
All right.
So this is just the top 10 list that ESPN had?
ESPN released. Okay. Jeremy Fowler. All right. Here we go. 1 minute starts now.
Justin Jefferson.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Davante Adams.
DJ Moore.
Come on, Jim. Puka Nacua?
That's four.
All righty.
Over under 7.5.
Holy Toledo. Wow.
I thought you guys had looked at it. I figured one of you.
Dude from the Giants.
Malik Nabers?
No? Damn. Okay. Cowboys. Think of the best quarterbacks.
30
Seattle's
seconds.
Receiver. Smith.
Smith and Njoku?
Njigba.
JSN.
I'll give it to you. Five.
All right. So, let's see here. Kansas City doesn't have any.
No.
The only receivers. So what other
Matt
teams?
Matt Stafford, we already said. Who are the best quarterbacks on the list? I can't remember.
Oh, what about A.J. Brown?
Good You're one. At six.
Not Josh,
two more.
Nobody
two
for
more.
Josh Allen.
No, that's why I said what's his face. But so what about D.K. Metcalf?
No.
I don't think so.
That was three. I was going to say the Vikings other guy, but I can't remember what his name is. Oh, Addison. Jordan Addison. I don't think he's on there, though.
Malik Nabers made the honorable mentions. Quick scrolling because I don't have the list memorized. I don't believe DK Metcalf made the list. He did not. Wow. He wasn't even honorable mention.
Okay. Wow.
So you guys ended with six. I put the over under at 7.5. Congratulations,
Damn.
Matt in the greenhouse. Let's go through the list. Ja'Marr Chase, number one, you got that. Justin Jefferson, number two, you got that. JSN, Jackson Smith, and Jigba. He was number three.
Oh, I said Njoku.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
He's
the
tight end.
Gosh dang it.
Puka Nacua, you got him. He's number four. Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Lions. Missed
what are we
that
doing?
One.
What's going on?
CeeDee Lamb for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's what I was trying to think from the Cowboys.
Six.
I'm like, I cannot remember his name.
All that
name.
Kept on coming to my mind was Dez Bryant. And I'm like, that ain't it.
That was 10 years ago.
And the Cowboys had 6 and 7, George Pickens.
Yeah.
That's the guy I confused for George Patterson.
So. I don't think you would have gotten eight. I wouldn't have gotten Nico Collins for the Houston Texans.
Wasn't even on my radar.
A.J. Brown, you got him for the Patriots. And finally, Davante Adams rounded out the list.
Only reason I knew Davante was on this list was because I was listening to Jen, Gim, and Chewy this morning, and they were talking about Davante Adams being number 10.
Okay.
Literally only reason. Otherwise, nobody else on this list I did not know.
Do the Packers have a Super Bowl if Davante Adams is never traded?
See, I don't know because I don't think... It's tough because it's like Jordan Love outperformed what his expectations were, right? Like his first year as a starting quarterback. But like, would he have done that if Davante Adams was there? I don't know. Because I don't know if Davante Adams would have put up with the ebbs and flows of having him as a quarterback. Because that was part of the reason he left, too, was like, I don't think he believed.
Derek Carr, but yes, he didn't believe.
Yeah, he went to go like waste part of his career there, yeah. Of course. But and also he was disrespected by the Packers, of course. But I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Because like a young, you can make the flip side case of a young QB could use the help of a guy like Davante Adams.
For sure. Especially when you see their receiver room, who is not rated highly.
You know, we're nowhere close to the clock, so we should take a break.